March 22, 1924. Necessity that Louisa write all that Jesus tells her about the divine will. In spite of the prodigies which God works in Louisa, the world has not changed. In the same way, also the Most Holy Mama, with nothing exterior, performed the greatest miracle. But then the time came when it was recognized as the fruit of redemption. The same will happen with the divine will, in order to put an end to the way of perdition of the world. Jesus gives Louisa the key in order to understand the established times. When I told the confessor what is written above, he said that he was not convinced, and that, if this was true, this morning we should see the world changed, at least in part. So I remained doubtful and almost unwilling to write or say anything else. Then, when my adorable Jesus came, I abandoned myself in his arms, and I poured out all my heart with him. I told him what the opinion of the confessor was, and that in order to believe, they would like to see prodigious things, miracles, etc. And my beloved Jesus, pressing me to himself as though wanting to cast away, by his touch, the doubts which were troubling me, told me, "My daughter, courage, do not lose heart. If it were not necessary that you write, I would not have forced you to this sacrifice. You must know that every effect, every good, every value I make you know about my will and all that the creature can do by living in it, are like many tastes, baits, magnets, nourishments, harmonies, fragrances, lights. Each effect I talk to you about contains its own distinct property. So, by not manifesting all the goods contained in my will and where the soul can reach by living in my will, you would subtract a bait with which to capture them, or a taste to attract them, or a magnet to draw them, or a nourishment to satiate them. So, the perfect harmony, the pleasure of the fragrances, the light in order to lead them, would be lacking. And therefore, not finding all possible goods, that is, not knowing them, they would not have that great yearning to rise above all other things in order to live in my will. And then, do not worry about what you were told. Also, my mama contained my love as life. Yet, the world continued its course of evil, in nothing it appeared to be changed. Not even one external miracle was seen in her. Yet, all that she did not do in the low world, she did in heaven with her Creator. With her continuous living in the divine will, she formed a place within her in which to draw the word upon earth. She changed the destiny of mankind, and she performed the greatest miracle, which no one else has done or will ever do. To transport heaven upon earth was a unique miracle. One who has to do the greatest, does not need to do the least. Yet, who knew anything of what my mama was doing? Or of what she did with the Eternal One in order to obtain the great portent of the descent of the Word into the midst of creatures? It was known only by few at my conception, that she was the cause of it. And by many, when they saw me breathe my last on the cross. My daughter, the greater is the good I want to do to the soul, and this good must descend for the good of human generations and must bring me complete glory. The more I draw her to myself, and I make this good mature and seasoned between me and the soul, I segregate her from everyone. I make her ignored. And when my will wants her to approach a creature, it takes all my power in order for her to submit to the sacrifice. Therefore, let your Jesus do, and calm down. And I, my Jesus, they are right. They say that they see no evidence, no positive good, that these are only words. And I don't really want anything. All I want is to do as you want, that I may do your most holy will, and that all which passes between me and you may remain in the secret of our hearts. And Jesus, my daughter, would you like it if I had worked my redemption in secret between my celestial father and my dear mama, who was to conceive me? And then, was no one else to know that I had descended upon earth? A good, as great as it may be, if it is not known, does not produce life, it does not multiply, it is not loved, nor imitated. So, my redemption would have been without effect for the creatures. My daughter, let them talk, and let me do. Do not be concerned, and do everything I did when I was upon earth, both interiorly and externally, which is not yet known, nor has it received its full and desired fruit, especially my hidden life. The creatures knew almost nothing of all the good I did. Yet, it served in an admirable and prodigious way before my Divine Father in order to prepare and mature the fruit of redemption. However, apparently I lived with the creatures, ignored, poor, miserable and despised. But this meant nothing. Before my Father I was who I was, and my interior works opened seas of light, of graces, of peace and of forgiveness between heaven and earth. My interest was to open heaven for the good of the earth, heaven, which had been closed for many centuries, and that my Father would look with love upon the creatures. Once this was done, the rest would come by itself. And so, was this not a great good? Even more, it was all. It was the yeast, the preparation, the foundation of redemption. The same with you. It is necessary that I place the yeast of my will, that I form the preparation, that I lay the foundations, that highest accord be between you and me, between my interior acts and yours, in order to open heaven to new graces and new currents, and to dispose the Supreme Majesty to concede the greatest grace, that its will be known on earth, and it may live in the midst of creatures with its full dominion, as it does in heaven. And while you occupy yourself with this, do you think that the earth receives no good? Ah, you are wrong. The generations are running on a vertiginous slope of evil. Who sustains them? Who prevents them from being submerged in their vertiginous race to extent of disappearing from the face of the earth? Remember that not too long ago the sea broke its boundaries under the earth, threatening to swallow entire cities, and your own town was in great danger. Who stopped the chastisement? Who stopped the waters and enclosed them in their boundaries? This is exactly the great chastisement which is being prepared for the ugly, reckless race of the creatures. Nature itself is tired of so many evils, and would want to take revenge for the sake of the rights of its creator. All natural things would want to hurl themselves at man. The sea, the fire, the wind, the earth, are about to come out of their boundaries to harm and strike the generations, in order to decimate them. And does it seem trivial to you that while the human race is immersed in irreparable evils, I call you? And raising you between heaven and earth and identifying you with my own acts, I make you run in my will to prepare the act opposite to the so many evils that flood the earth, preparing good and trying to conquer man with my love, to stop him from his vertiginous race, giving him the greatest thing, which is the light of my will, so that, by knowing it, he may take it as nourishment in order to restore his lost strengths, and so that, strengthened by it, he may stop it with recklessness and he may acquire a firm step so as to no longer fall into evils. Then my Jesus disappeared, and I remained more embittered in thinking of the ugly, vertiginous race of creatures and of the turmoil which nature will cause against them. Then, as I went back to prayer, my Jesus returned in a pitiful state. He seemed restless. He moaned. He grieved. He lay down within me, turning now to the right, now to the left. I asked him, "Jesus, my love, what is it? Oh please, you suffer very much, let us share these pains. Do not want to be alone. Don't you see how much you suffer and how you cannot take it anymore?" Now, as I was saying this, I found myself outside of myself, in the arms of a priest. However, although the person looked like a priest, the voice seemed that of Jesus. And he said to me, "We will go for a very long journey. Be attentive on what you see." And we walked without touching the earth. First, I carried him in my arms, but since I was followed by a dog which almost wanted to bite me, I was afraid. So, to free me from that fear, we changed position, and he carried me. Then I said to him, We did you not do it before? I was so scared, but I did not say anything because I thought it was necessary that I carry you. Now I am content, for I am carried in your arms, so it won't be able to do anything to me. And I kept saying, Jesus is carrying me in his arms. And he repeated, I carry Jesus in my arms. But that dog kept following us during our whole journey. It grabbed one of my feet with his mouth, but it did not bite it. The journey was long, and I often asked, how much longer do we have left? And he, 100 more miles. Then, when I asked again, he said, 30 more, and so forth, until we arrived in the city. And now, who can say what could be seen along the way? Somewhere, cities reduced to a heap of ruin. Somewhere, places which were flooded and cities submerged by waters. Somewhere, seas were overflowing. Somewhere else, rivers. And somewhere else, abysses of fire were opened. It seemed to me that all the elements were in agreement among themselves to harm the human generations, forming the graves in which to bury them. That which could be seen more along the way and which was more frightening and horrifying was the evils of creatures. Everything was darkness which came from them, but thick darkness, accompanied by rotten and poisonous closeness. There was so much darkness that many times one could not even understand where he was. Everything seemed pretense and duplicity. And if there was any good at all, it was only superficial and apparent, but inside the ugliest vices were smoldering, and they were plotting the most insidious snares, to displease the Lord more than if they were openly doing evil. And this from all classes of people, like a woodworm which gnaws at all the root of good. In other places, one could see revolutions, murdering of people by ambush. But who can say all that could be seen? So, tired of watching so many evils, I often repeated, when are we going to finish this long journey? And the one who is carrying me, all pensive, answered, a little more, you have not seen everything yet. Finally, after much hardship, I found myself inside myself, in my bed. And my sweet Jesus, who continued to moan because he was suffering very much, stretching out his arms toward me, told me, my daughter, give me a little rest, for I cannot take it anymore. And placing his head upon my breast, he seemed to be wanting to sleep. But his sleep was not peaceful, and I, not knowing what to do, remembered about his most holy will in which there is full rest, and said to him, my love, I lay my intelligence in your will in order to find your uncreated intelligence, so that, by laying mine within yours, I may shade all created intelligences, that you may feel your shadow placed upon all created minds, and you may find rest for the sanctity of your intelligence. I lay my word in your fiat, in order to place the shadow of that omnipotent fiat between the human voices, so that your breath and your lips may be able to rest. I lay my works in yours in order to place the shadow in the sanctity of your works between the works of the creatures, to give rest to your hands. I lay my little love in your will to place you in the shade of your immense love, which I place between the hearts of all, to give rest to your fatigued heart. So, as I kept saying this, my Jesus calmed down and fell asleep sweetly. Then, after a while, he woke up, but he was calm, and pressing me to himself, told me, my daughter, I was able to rest because you surrounded me with the shadows of my works, of my fiat and of my love. This is the rest I spoke about after creating all things. And since man was the last to be created, I wanted to rest in him, that is, by virtue of my will acting in him, which formed in him the shadow of mine, he was to let me find my rest in the fulfillment of my works. But this was denied to me, because he did not want to do my will. And until I find someone who wants to live of my will, which conceals my image in the soul, not finding my shadow, I cannot rest, because I cannot complete my works and give the last divine touch to all creation. This is why the earth needs to be purged and renewed, but with strong purges, such that many will lose their lives. And you, be patient and always follow my will.